झूलिया तुम्हारे संसार अतिया के नन विदगता हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इन दिस वे भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर इन दिस फर्स्ट सॉन्ग ही सेज हाउ टू फोकस आवर माइंड इन कृष्णा सर्विस। To keep our mind focused in Krishna 24 hours a day is very difficult. So therefore, we must remember Sri Radhika Madhava Guna Rupa Leela Namam. 24 hours somehow or other we should make such a plan that our mind is busy in thinking about Krishna and Radha's Guna, their qualities, their Leela, their Nam, their holy name and their qualities. So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this next song, it's a very very beautiful song. This is called Bhoga Arati Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaurari. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this song, he narrates a beautiful pastime of Sri Radha cooking at Nandagaon for the pleasure of Lord Sri Krishna. So I prepared this song from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Govinda Lilamrita. So, thank you very much for hearing. Bhaj bhakata vatsala sri gaura hare Sri gaura hare tohi gosht bihare Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hare Bela Hole Damodar Aise Kona Bela Hole Damodar Aise Kona भोग मंदिर बसे करो भजना बिला होले दामोदर वैसे कोना सो दिस इज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल पास्ट टाइम वन टाइम दुर्वासा मुनि केम टू वृंदावन And all the Brajavasis, all the Gopas, Gopis, they became so afraid. Now Durvasa Muni has come to Vrindavan. If he is not pleased, he may curse all of us. So Sri Radha said, don't worry. Radha Rani ji, she took us some dust of Vrindavan and she made a laddu out of that sand, Braja dust, and offered it to Durvasa Muni. All the Gopis said, Sri Radha, what are you doing? He's a very angry person. He may curse us and you are offering him laddu made up of dust. Radharani said, don't worry. When Durvasa Muni ate that laddu, he became so pleased, so satisfied because that laddu was more, 100 times, billion times more sweet than the nectar. And Durvasa Muni became so pleased. Then he said, oh my dear child Radha, I bless you that whoever eats food cooked by you will get a long life. That person will never fall sick and he will become very healthy and fit. So Sri Radha was so happy. Bela hole damodar aise kona भोग मंदिरे बस करो हो बजाना बेला होले दामोद ये कोना As soon as Mother Yashoda heard this, Yashoda immediately called Kundalata. Kundalata is a gopi. She is a daughter-in-law of Upananda. Yashoda Mai said, "Oh Kundalata, at once go to Javat and please tell Sri Radha and request her to please come and cook for my Kanaiya." So Kundalata went to Javat. Radharani said, "I'll be more than happy to cook for Krishna, but you have to take permission from Jatila." Kundala said, "Don't worry." Kundalata went and told Jatila, "This is the order of Yashoda Mai, who is a Brajeshwari, that Radharani should come and cook for Krishna. And because Purnamasi had given instructions to Jatila not to disobey Yashoda Mai's instructions, therefore she is allowed." And immediately Sri Radha, assisted by all the gopis, manjaris, they all came to Nandagaon, Nanda Palace, Nanda Maharaja's palace. And she offered obeisances at the lotus feet of Yashoda Mai. Yashoda Mai embraced Sri Radha and she said, "My dear child, can you please cook for my Krishna every day?" Tears in her eyes, she said, "Yes." And immediately, Radharani, Lalita, Vishaka, all the sakis and manjaris, they went to Pavan Sarovar. At Nandagaon, there is a beautiful Kund Sarovar, Pavan Sarovar. And they arranged a huge, beautiful kitchen. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the acharyas, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, there were 18 chulas, 18 stoves at the Kund of Sarovar, Pavan Sarovar. And Sri Radhaji was so happy. And she started preparing so many dishes for Lord Krishna's pleasure. And all the sakis and manjaris, they also helped her. Shukta shaka de bhajin lita kushmanda. Shukta shaka de bhajin lita kushmanda. Dali dalna dugda tumbe dadi mocha kanda. Mukta boda masha boda roti kagratana. Shashkuli pisika kirapule payasana. Luchi chini sar pure laddu rasa bale. Bhojana korena Krishna hoye kutuhale. So at Pavan Sarovar, Dhanishta Gopi, she brought a scented water for Sri Radha to wash her hands and feet. And Sri Radhaji, alone, she started cooking and all the sakis, they assisted her. Lalita Devi, she assisted Sri Radha preparing condensed milk with sugar and camphor. Vishakha Devi, she assisted Sri Radha preparing lemonade. Ranga Devi, she assisted Sri Radha preparing sweet rice. Sudevi, she assisted Sri Radha preparing camphor pie. Champaklata, she assisted Sri Radha preparing yogurt for Krishna, yogurt preparations. Chitra Devi, she assisted preparing Sri Radha milk sweet preparations. So in this way, all the sakis and manjaris, they assisted Sri Radha in cooking. So when we are cooking in the deity kitchen, we must know that Sri Radha, she is personally cooking for the pleasure of Gopinath ji. And whoever gets a chance to get, you know, the kitchen seva, cooking seva. We are also fortunate. It is a privilege to get service to assist Sri Radha. So at Pavan Sarovar, Sri Radha Rani ji, she prepares unlimited dishes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned something, some items here. Sukta shaka diye bhaji na leta kushmanda. Dali dala dugda tumida di mocha khanda. Mukta boda masha boda roti kagretana. Shashkuli pistaka khirapuli payasana. Luchi chini sarpuri ladu rasa bale. Bhujana korena krishna hoye kutuhale. So all these preparations are made at the Pavan Sarovar. Then Tulasi, Sebhya and Indu Mukhi, all these Sakis, they make arrangement for transferring this all the bhoga from Pavan Sarovar to Nandagaon. But Krishna is not present there, because Krishna has already left in the morning for herding the cows at 8 o'clock around in the morning. So Yashoda Mai calls Krishna's friend. Why did Krishna not come yet? It is already so late. So then she sends one devotee, one Krishna's friend, to call Krishna for taking lunch around 12:30, 12 to 12:30. But then that friend comes back, and then Yashoda Maya asks him, what happened, why Krishna is not coming? Then he says, Krishna is busy. Then Yashoda Maya says, he is busy? What is he doing? Then he says, he is watching the bulls fighting in Vrindavan Forest. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna is busy in watching bulls fighting. Yashoda Maya says, tell him to stop all this nonsense. Come immediately. Sri Radha and the gopis have prepared such a nice delicious bhogas for you. So Krishna, Balram and all the sakhas, they come to Nanda Maharaj's palace. Everyone washes their hands and feet. So Nanda Maharaj sits in the middle. Towards left side sits Balram. Towards the right side of Nanda Maharaj sits Krishna. And after Krishna, all the sakhas, they sit in one row. And all the preparations are now served. All the gopis, they start serving all these preparations. So Yashoda Mai, she asks Sri Radha, all the preparations are here, but where is the rice, Anna? Sri Radha says, don't worry. As soon as Krishna sits for eating lunch, Sri Radha, she takes a beautiful finest rice and binds into thin cloth. This process is mentioned in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in Govinda Lilahamrut. She binds that rice in thin cloth and very softly pushes into the boiling water. That boiling water was scented with kumkum, agaru, camphor. So in that boiling water, she boils the rice, and as soon as Krishna sits there, all that piping hot rice with the ghee on the top, Sri Radha tells the gopi, you please serve it to Krishna. So our acharya says rice should be served very hot. So then Krishna, when he sees all so many preparations, bhojana korena Krishna hoye kutuhali, he becomes astonished. Till now, maid servants of Yashoda Mai, they were preparing so many dishes, but today is something very special. And then he was thinking, who is that person who has prepared so many dishes? Then next, challe challe balle laddu khaye siva du mangala. Challe balle laddu khaye siva du mangala. B बगल बजाए हर दे हरि बोला, छल्ले पल्ले लड्डू खाए सिमाधु मंगाला, मधुमंगल ब्राह्मण when he sees laddus he becomes so happy and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says bagala bajaye. No, in previous the children would, when they would be happy, they would make like this, bagala bajaye ar dehi har bol. So Madhumangal started doing like this, he was very happy. So when Krishna sees Madhumangal is happy, Krishna also becomes very happy. Radhika digane heri nayane rakone, तृप्त होए खाए कृष्ण यशोदा भवाने, तृप्त होए खाए कृष्ण यशोदा भवाने, राधिका दीगने हेरे नयने राखोने. Sri Radha, she is so shy. Although she has prepared all those preparations, but when the time comes for taking credit, she was behind the doors. And Radhikadi Gane Hari Nayanera Kone, from the gap of the doors, she started looking at Krishna, which preparation Krishna liked the most. And Krishna knew Sri Radha is watching. She is standing behind the door. So Krishna took one. And it is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sri Radha prepared one special delicious item, cake floating on the condensed milk. Then Krishna picks up that cake floating on a condensed milk and eats, and he gives such a beautiful smiles towards the door. And Sri Radha understands, oh, Krishna liked this very much. Huh? So, Radhikadi Gane Heri Nayane Rakone. Therefore, Sri Radha is the leader of all the gopis and leader of all the acharyas. When Sri Radha prepared all the bhogas since morning till afternoon, and Yashoda Mai saw all these preparations, she embraced Sri Radha, she kissed the forehead of Sri Radha, and she started glorifying Sri Radha. But Sri Radha ji lowered her head because he didn't like her glorification. This is a natural symptom of a Vaishnava, they never like their own glorifications. So, and then Yashoda Mai also didn't want to embarrass Sri Radha anymore. So she stopped glorifying her. So, our Bhakti Siddhanta Thakurji, he gives such a beautiful explanation. One person, you know, he asked question to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He said, Swamiji, I heard that Sri Radha, she became proud in Rasa Lila and therefore Krishna left her. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur became angry like a fire. He said, you rascal, who are you? What is your qualification to understand Rasa Lila and about Radha and Krishna? Then Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur mentioned, beautiful, he says, when Krishna and Sri Radha and Krishna, they were going to the forest and they were alone, and all the gopis, they were feeling separation from Krishna. Sri Radha, she thought in her mind that I am going with Krishna, I will be happy, I am with Krishna. But what about those poor girls, the gopis? I am always with them. Now in the joyous situation, if I am only alone with Krishna, what about them? Therefore, she spoke such a words that Krishna felt that she has become proud. And then Krishna left Sri Radha. And Sri Radha became very happy. That, okay, Krishna left me. This is very nice. So in sometimes, Sri Radha, she also joined all the gopis. So Sri Radha was more comfortable in the association of gopis than just being with Krishna alone. That is the greatness, humility of Mother Sri Radha. Although if she wanted, she could have been with Krishna, but she understood the conditions of the gopis, and therefore she voluntarily left Krishna's association and joined the gopis' party. Here also, when the time came for taking the credits, Sri Radha gave credit to all the gopis, the sakhis and the manjaris. But Sri Krishna was looking from the distance. Bhojanante priya Krishna suvasita bare. Bhojanante priya Krishna suvasita bare. Bhojanante priya Krishna suvasita bare. Sabe mukha prakhalaya hai sare sare. Hasta mukha prakhalaya jata sakhagane. Ananda Vishrama Parabala Devasane. Ananda Vishrama Parabala Devasane. Jambula Rasala Ane Tambula Masala. Taha Kheye Krishna Chandra Sukhe Nidra Gela. Tambula Rasala Ane Tambula Masala. Vishala Kase Ke Pucha Chamar Dulaye. Apurva Shayaya Krishna Sukhe Nidra Jaye. Apurva Shayaya Krishna Sukhe Nidra Jaye. Jasho Mati Agya Peye Dhanishnane To. Shri Krishna Prasad Radha Bhunje Hoye Prita. Shri Krishna Prasad Radha Bhunje Hoye Prita. So, after having this beautiful, delicious lunch, Krishna, first he wakes up, he gets up, and then all the manjaris and sakhis are there to pour water on his hands, to wash his hands. And then he also does that gargling with the clove water. And then apurva shayaya Krishna Chandra Sukhe Nidra Jaya. With the Baldev, Krishna goes and takes little rest in the afternoon for half an hour, not more than that. And then Yashomati Agya Peye Dhanishta Anito. Yashodamai gives the order to Dhanishta Gopi that, hey Dhanishta, please go and bring Krishna's plate. Sri Radha, she accepts the Mahaprasad of Gopinath ji, and then whatever Krishna's leftover is there, Krishna's Mahaprasad, Sri Radha accepts that bhoga, that Krishna's prasad, and then beautiful. Next line, please listen it carefully, please. Lalita de Sakhi Gana Avashesh Paaye. Lalita de Sakhi Gana Avashesh Paaye. Lalita de Sakhi Gana Avashesh Paaye. Mane mane sukhe Radha Krishna guna gaaye. Mane mane sukhe Radha Krishna guna gaaye. Lalita de sakhi gana avashesh paaye. This is very important. Who are all the Sakhis and Gopis? Lalitadi Sakhigana Avashesha Paye. Now the Shatachandranana, one Gopi who just takes care of the door, entrance of Golok Vrindavan, she is greater than Brahma, Shiva, and Indra, and Chandra, and Varuna, Varuna, Vayu, all these gods. What to speak of Lalita and Vishaka and all these Manjaris and Sakhis? But their nature is, they are always subordinate to Radha and Krishna. Lalita de Sakhi gana avashesha paye, mane mane sukhe Radha Krishna guna gaye. And they are very happily accepting the remnants of Radha and Krishna. Similarly, what lesson we can learn from this? Das, dasanu das, dasanu das. Accepting the remnants of our previous acharyas. This Radha herself shows by her own example, she accepts the remnants of Krishna, and all the Sakhis, they accept the remnants of Sri Radha and Krishna. So similarly, if you really want the blessings of our divine couple Radha and Krishna, the safest way is to follow the footsteps of our previous acharyas. And that too, very happily. It is not as though, because you have given me this service, now I have to do it, I must do it. Happily doing it. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Hari Lila Ekamatra Dhara Pramoda. Hari Lila Ekamatra Dhara Pramoda. Bhogarati Gaye Thakur Bhaktati Vinoda. Bhogarati Gaye Thakur Bhaktati Vinoda. Hari Lila Ekamatra Jahara Pramoda. Hari Lila Ekamatra Jahara Pramoda. Imagine, we all belong to that beautiful community where Sri Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, Krishna, Madhu Mangal, Stoka Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamai, Prishibhanu Maharaj, Kirtida, such a beautiful family. They really love each other, genuinely love each other. We have lost that relationship. और ये कलयुग में ये फालतू दुनिया में सड़ रहे इधर हम लोग एंड वी थिंक यू नो वी आर सो मच वरीड अबाउट मनी वी आर वरीड अबाउट सो मच यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड टू दिस हेल्थ एंड वेल्थ एंड सो मेनी समटाइम्स आई बिकम सो फेड अप विद दिस थिंग्स यू नो हाउ टू टेक केयर ऑफ हेल्थ एंड हाउ टू ऑफ कोर्स वी मस्ट टेक केयर ऑफ हेल्थ बट वी शुड बी कॉशियस दैट चंद्रमौली महाराज वन टाइम यू नो ही गेव अ ब्यूटिफुल पॉइंट इन हिज क्लास. He said, some people die with a diseased body and some people die with healthy body. even if you are perfectly healthy, but death will come. So, better to have a healthy body and use that healthy body in Krishna service. Before we leave this body, we should be perfectly Krishna conscious and we should be now waiting for death. Devotees, they are not afraid of death. They are waiting for death. My dear Krishna, please let the death come. I want to become free from this useless body, material body. And I want to go to the spiritual world. Huh? We should feel separation from the spiritual world. We should feel separation from our real family members. Sometimes when a child, the mother doesn't see the child for 1 hour, she becomes so worried. Where is my child? Where is my child? Where is my child? We should be worried. And we should be anxious. We should be feeling separation from our real family members. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Kirtan, dancing girl. Namah.